Do you use any other, when you talk about being married, either you two or somebody else, is there another word that's used around here for that? That you can think of? Or you hear people
just
say?
Old timers. Yeah. Old timers.
Maybe growing old together or mm-hmm. something like that. Okay. You mentioned that you go to church. Do you go to church now regularly? Mm-hmm.
Oh, but this summer we didn't go. He had a problem with his hearing aid. Oh. And instead of hearing the sermon, he'd sit there and doze. So I said, no more of that.
Doesn't make much sense to go to
sleep. When he gets his hearing aid, we'll go back to church again.
Okay. And you go to church to worship
mm-hmm.
who?
God.
Okay. Would you happen to know the first first four books in the New Testament, the Gospel, by any chance?
I couldn't repeat them.
Couldn't repeat them?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it took me, when I saw this question, I had to I had to think of it myself, and I got them. Matthew, Mark, Luke,
yeah.
and John.
Yeah.
Could you say that first book for me? The name of the first book that I just said?
Matthew?
Yeah, and the last one?
John.
Okay.
That's our son's name.
Oh, is it?
John.
He's coming up. Is he going to make it up tomorrow or the next day?
Tomorrow or he said early Saturday.
Okay.
He doesn't have air conditioning in his car, and he's coming from San Diego, and he's doing a lot of night driving.
Oh, yeah.
And he said it'd probably be Saturday morning.
Okay. What does he do in San Diego?
Just retired.
Retired naval. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good place as any, I guess.
Yeah.
Long way from home, though.
Yes, it is.
I guess once you get near the water, though, it's hard to get away.
Yeah.
Just like it is, I think, the mountains, too. What is the purpose for going to school? What do you do when you go to school? What do you get? Can you think of that?
Well, I got an education, good education.
Good. Mm-hmm. Do you know what would you call the school that you go to after high school?
Well,
what do most people go to after high school if they go on?
I went to a beauty school. That's what I wanted to go into.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to own a drugstore here
mm-hmm.
that we had purchased from people from Texas, and they were here and they wanted to sell it. We bought it.
Okay.
And then I went into Denver after the beauty school, and then I went to pharmacy school.
Mm-hmm.
And to take state board, I had to work for a pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a pharmacist here for only 3 months,
mm-hmm.
but that wasn't enough. I had to work for a pharmacist for 5 years, and that would make
time.
Me eligible to take state board. So I didn't get state board.
Do the kids that grow up in Lake City go off after high school much?
Usually.
Mm-hmm. Where do they go?
Well, usually they scatter. A lot of the boys went into service.
Okay.
And the girls maybe went to Western State College.
Okay.
Gunnison.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that school. Looks good. There's a place. Well, tell me about your school. What did it consist of?
Here?
Yeah.
It went through the 12th grade.
What kind of, describe the building to me a little bit. What kind of rooms were in it?
We had four big rooms, or five actually,
okay.
and two were downstairs and two upstairs.
Okay.
And the high school was upstairs, and then our superintendent, he had a room which had the lab in it.
Okay.
And that fed the high school, helped the high school kids.
Did you have a place where books were kept?
Mm-hmm.
What was
we
that?
We had kind of a library.
Okay. That's a good thing to have in a school.
Yeah.
It seems to be essential. Yeah. Does your son have any kids?
He had one boy, and he moved here to Lake City. And